new beautiful facility, and it's something Nike wants to continue to do every year, make it an annual stop on the tour.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's what you're aiming for. Yeah. You know, do show out well. Like, I assume they will.
So no car break-ins this weekend, guys.
Please.
We've had issues all over the city with cars, 16, 17 cars hitting one time. Let's have some security cars rolling through there so everybody has a beautiful experience, especially for all of our out-of-town guests that we'd love to have back yearly.
100%.
Amen.
But should be a fun weekend. I'm hoping it goes off really, really well for Memphis. And again, if you need a $10 hot dog, let me know. I will hit up Ernie for you, and we can get that done for you. And then 50 cents for relish, you know.
Them ain't charging them condiments.
So Ernie, you're not going to just give me the...
Yeah, yeah. No. I mean, I'm on the team. But I'll say this. He gave no handouts. You know, he gave no handouts. It was earned. Everything was earned or bought.
Mm-hmm.
Which I respect. You know, it's against the rules to just give things away to your players as a coach.
El Jefe, great man, but even more great businessman.
The best. The best, no doubt. Raheem Palmer's going to join us from The Ringer at 125. We'll talk about Celtics, Heat, NBA playoffs, maybe a little Grizz with him, Victor Wembanyama, a little draft stuff perhaps, Brandon Miller to go second, I think -115 everywhere, so maybe we can get into some draft stuff with him. All that and more a little bit later in the show. Jason John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, celebrating a legacy of sports as the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the Odyssey app and on smart speakers. Say, play 92.9 ESPN.
All 650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles, 20 cents excess mileage. Seltos P745-8378, MSRP 23,996. Sportage P71-73696, MSRP 27,077. EV6 P51-05073, MSRP 49,965. Includes all rebates and incentives. Must finance new Hyundai. Excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 5/31/23. Dealer stock only. Warranties limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
Hey, Jeff Allen, you ready to command the road at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah?
Listen to this, Randy. I've got a world performance car. 2023 Kia EV6 Wind EPA estimate range 310 miles at $499 a month, $49.99 due at signing.
Whoa!
And a 2023 Kia Seltos LX SUV 34 MPG, $263 a month, $29.99 due at signing. Plus a 2023 Kia Sportage LX $288 a month, $34.99 due at signing. All 36 monthly.
And Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah.
2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
Zaxby's new chicken bacon ranch loaded fries are a delicious combination of all your favorite ingredients. We start with a bed of perfectly seasoned crinkle fries, then layer on crispy hand-breaded 12-hour marinated chicken, savory hardwood smoked bacon, a drizzle of creamy buttermilk ranch dressing, and finish it off with a shredded cheddar blend. Plenty to share, but why would you?
Chicken, bacon, ranch, loaded, fries.
Woo, saucy! Zaxby's.
Life is fast and furious. Sometimes you need a boost. The Shotners can help with Lipo B12 injections, increase energy, improve mood and sleep. It even helps with allergies. Or boost your immune system with our Tri-Immune Booster, packed with vitamin C and zinc. It gives your body a head start at fighting off illness. With 3 locations throughout the Mid-South, we can get you in and out quickly. The Shotners is your wise choice.
Protection you need with a personal touch. The Shot Nurse.
Gabe Kuhn here for Old Dominic. Are you a whiskey lover on the hunt for the perfect sip during the NBA playoffs? Look no further than Old Dominic Tennessee Whiskey, made right here in the heart of downtown Memphis. And might we add, the first whiskey to be distilled, barreled, and aged in bottle in Memphis since Prohibition. Old Dominic's newly released Tennessee Whiskey is now available in Memphis, Arkansas, and Mississippi. Look for their new Tennessee Whiskey and all their great products at your favorite retailers, or ask for it by name at your favorite locally owned restaurant. But why stop there? Head on downtown to witness firsthand their state-of-the-art distillery and learn what makes Old Dominic so special. Whether you're stopping in for a refreshing drink while exploring Memphis, joining them for a tour and tasting, or finishing up a night out in style, Old Dominic has something for everyone's taste in an elevated yet relaxed atmosphere, perfect for hosting that special event or even a wedding. But there's more. Old Dominic is the official spirit of the Memphis Grizzlies. Look for their new Tennessee whiskey and all their great products this playoff season inside FedEx Forum at their 2 bar locations, where they're serving up craft cocktails. Old Dominic Distillery, Come say hi.
You ready to get your ride on at Gossett Mitsubishi? Inventory is arriving daily, and we're ready to put you in a new ride today. Get 7 seats and 27 MPG combined in your new 2023 Mitsubishi Outlander. We Gossett at $33,285 or $469 a month. And the winner takes all in 2023 Mitsubishi Outlander PHEV. 420-mile total range, 64 combined MPGe, and 38 minutes best charging time. We Gossett at $449 a month. And you'll always get peace of mind with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Outlander 469, Outlander PHEV 449. That's Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Outlander PCO 45645, MSRP 33785, PHEV PZ043032, MSRP 48230, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month, dealer stock only.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America N.A.
Meet Nate. By day, he works in IT. But when he gets on the bike, he becomes Nature Nate. An outdoorsy type with his head in the clouds and a week's supply of trail mix in his cargo pants. Nature Nate leaves no trace, except for native wildflowers. If a tree falls in the forest, he'll help it get back up. And Nature Nate rides with Geico, because getting specialty coverage for his motorcycle is the natural choice. Geico Motorcycle, expert coverage for both your sides.
It's time to turn up your summertime fun with Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Twisted Tea is a smooth, refreshing, real brewed tea with 5% alcohol. So whether you're camping, fishing, or at the beach with friends, don't forget to fill your cooler with those bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Occupied.
Hurry up.
Go away. I'm enjoying my hot shower.
Yeah, we'd all like to. Hot water hog.
That's it. Family meeting.
We can all enjoy long, steaming, hot showers. Even the last in line, which it seems is always me. But go ahead. Have that imaginary argument of what you should have said. Take your time. With our new high-efficiency Navien tankless water heater, I'll never take a cold shower again. Visit tanklessmadesimple.com to learn more.
If car designers can make cars look like anything, why are there so many boring cars? Why not a car that looks like an ancient sword? Or the future? The sky isn't even the limit at Nissan. Why be boring when you can make a katana blade slice through traffic? That's the Nissan Z. Or something from the future whizzing by. And that's the Aria. Nissan. We design for thrill. 2023 Aria has limited availability. See dealer for financing details.
Kickstarting your summer at the Home Depot is all about three things: saving, doing, and mulching. Make the most of our summer savings at the Home Depot now by getting 5 bags of Vigoro Premium Wood Mulch for just $10. Use it to make your garden pop and retain optimal soil moisture. And if you don't know how much you need, make use of the mulch calculator on our app. Summer savings means summer doing and mulching with Vigoro Mulch at 5 for $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Guests appear on the Superbook Sports phone line. Superbook Sports, now open with better odds and favorable prices. With Jason and John, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Get out of here for the homeland of the Joker. I put in a bet over at Superbook Sports, and that's Miami Heat plus 125. That's gone. That number's gone. It's plus 120 now. But I looked around, and that was where I found the best price over at Superbook Sports. A lot of times that's what you're going to find yourself, is that Superbook Sports has the best odds, has the best prices. They are the most trusted name in sports betting. Right now, you can use promo code Martin, that's my last name, M-A-R-T-I-N, score up to $250 with their first bet bonus. Win or lose, they will match your first bet up to $250 with promo code Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N. All you got to do is visit Superbook.com for terms and conditions, or download the Superbook Tennessee app in the App Store, enter promo code Martin, and you'll get $250 courtesy of Superbook Sports. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Raheem Palmer from The Ringer is going to join us. Should be fun talking all things NBA playoffs with him and previewing some finals matchups. I wrapped with JP, Josh Pastner. I know we've had him on the show in the last month or two, but I wanted to catch up with him separately as well, because for the first time since 2002, he is not going to be on a college basketball sideline this coming year.
Big difference for him.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of crazy.
It's a life difference.
Yeah, think about
feeling a little weird for him right now, I'm sure.
Yeah, but when I spoke with him, I mean, it was just, it's amazing. And we've had him on the show, but, you know, talking to somebody on the phone versus having him on public radio is a little bit different. Bro, he is just, he is the same guy. He is, like, you could travel back in time to 2014 in Memphis, and you would get the same version of this guy. Like, he has not, he's like, I want to, his new thing now is, I want to live till I'm 120 years old. That's what he says now. I want to, oh yeah, that's what he says. And he says he is more grateful than he's ever been. And I asked him a few things in a piece up at DailyMemphian.com. I asked him in the time that you've been gone from Memphis, maybe what would you have done differently? Because he said to me, if I knew what I know now, we would have gone far further in the NCAA tournament. So I said, okay, well, what is that? What do you know that's different? And his answer was he changed his offense too much. He said, I'll read the quote, and you can weigh in and tell me what you think. But he said, essentially, I changed too much year to year offensively in our system. I didn't have enough player movement within the system at Memphis. We were up and down, but I would have liked more player movement and cutting, which would have opened up more opportunities on our guys' talent level. I evolved on that, and I have a much more clear picture of how to play now. At Memphis, we had really good players. It wasn't about me having control. I just think systematically I wasn't as defined as I am today. We changed season to season too much. With that, in some of those early non-conference games, part of it, when I look back, we weren't as defined as we needed to be.
Yeah.
That's pretty candid for him, right?
Yeah, my version of what most coaches have been fired and have to,
right?
But I, you know, I'm, that's not to say I don't believe exactly that, you know, Josh truly believes that,
right?
I know it to be fact, because if you ask Josh his offensive philosophy year to year, it's a story I've told you many times. Josh, what's your offensive philosophy? What do you like to run? He would literally tell you, because he didn't have one, the open man's the go-to man. They switched every time. He didn't have an offensive philosophy. And of course, you know, early, listen, you know, you're a Lute Olson disciple. But when you become a head coach, ultimately, you got to find out what works for you. Mm-hmm. And at that time in his career, coming through as wet behind the ears as he still was, he didn't have a philosophy necessarily, and it's understandable. So I get it. I mean, you add, Reveno, the former head coach that he added over at Georgia Tech. You know,
yeah.
Josh fought, too, the idea, the suggestion that he needed an X and O's guy or a former head coach that could do a little bit more of that. He fought against that at Memphis when it was suggested.
Yeah.
And clearly, when he goes to Georgia Tech, it's the first thing he does. And so I believe that growth to be real. College coaches realize they have to. If they want to continue in the profession, they have to look at the mistakes they've made and honestly, honestly address them.
Right.
Penny Hardaway's done that. He's changed since he first got the gig. And he's had, if you want to be successful, you've got to change. So I truly believe that Josh realized, no, I was wrong in not having this established, and that he has, that he grew. I mean, he was a better coach at Georgia Tech. You're just in the ACC now. So there's no mercy, you know. On a nightly basis, you're gonna get clocked, and he ends up doing that. Plus, with their recruiting, you know, how much different is the academic standards. You know, he was probably always destined to end up being fired at that gig anyway. He's lucky to survive what he did with the whole Ron Bell thing, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You had Parrish and everybody else. You know, had all your business out there and your you know, violations.
Yeah. No, you're right.
But it was more a judgment thing.
It was perception.
Whether or not it was a fireable offense.
So I asked him what you wanted to know, Jason, which is, does he feel the need to be an assistant again? And, buddy, that man said, not no, but hell no. He said, I recognize how hard it is to get a head coaching job. I don't take it for granted. People can say it. I live it. That being said, in my 14 years, we've won at two different programs. We've won two championships at two different programs. We were coach of the year in two different leagues. We're closing in on 300 wins. We've won almost 60% of our games with Georgia Tech being a major rebuild. 11 of the 14 years, you'll love this stat, Jason. We didn't lose three games in a row. It's not that I can't be an assistant. I'll look at some opportunities to do some TV this year. When spring comes next year, I'd like to think about becoming a head coach again. We've had a lot of success in the 14 years as a head coach at two high-level jobs. But really, more than that, I'd like to live until I'm 120 years old. I think 130 is stretching it.
He gets silly with that stuff.
I love life. Every second is a gift. Every breath is a gift. I hope to be a head coach when I'm 70, maybe 80. I love coaching. I have an enthusiasm about life. I don't take it for granted, not even the smallest of the most split second.
No, he hasn't changed a bit.
Bro has not changed. Like, it's amazing. And I told Josh, like, you know, off the interview piece, I mean, it's easy to be grateful when you got all this damn money and you ain't got to work no job, man, you know? But I don't even think it's about that with him. I mean, I really think he's kind of crazy in that way. Like, he would be happy no matter what he's doing.
Yeah. No, Josh, he would tell you, too, that dude would sleep on an air mattress and have $2 million in his bank account, like the way he lives.
Yep.
In terms of, so that money that he's already made.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, he's set for the rest of his life the way he spends, or the way he doesn't spend. He would tell you that, and his wife would tell you that before he would.
He did say, by the way.
No, he's already set for life, but I have no doubt he'll be back in coach because he's so young.
He said he misses what recruiting used to be. He said he used to love it. He said he loved chasing around Austin Nichols. He loved doing things that were different. He loved outworking people, being unique, and trying to stand out in that way.
Because you could win by outworking people.
And now he's like,
some of that's been taken out.
Now he's like, NIL is just pay for play. And, you know, he said it's paying for players out in the open. Are the numbers people are saying real? It's changed. There's no doubt. I look back at my time with Memphis, chasing Austin Nichols around, stuff that had nothing to do with money, Joe Jackson, Chris Crawford. Coach Pastner was at every single game. We were doing everything you could within the rules to separate and outwork the competition. It's just totally changed the old recruiting style. And that's true. I mean, Chris Crawford was not – I think Tennessee was the team there, I want to say, there for the most part. And then Josh ended up, you know, getting it done. Austin Nichols was not coming to Memphis until he was. So, I don't know. It was just kind of fun to hear Josh reflect on that. And again – has not changed at all. I'll be interested to see if ESPN does. I mean, I don't know why they wouldn't put him on American or ACC games. Why not? Who can you get? They have a lot less accomplished coaches doing TV work than Josh Pastner.
Well, and Vince is going to catch a stray here, but if I'm advising Josh Pastner on his media career, if there can be one, I would tell him don't go be Vince Carter. Remember how everybody said beforehand, and he'd worked with Pranica and done the side stuff even when he was with the Grizzlies, that Vince Carter's going to be great.
Yes.
He's built for this. He's got the charisma. He's got everything else. The insight, obviously, having played the game, 22 years? Like, it's crazy, his career. Dude, everybody is good. Won't criticize a player while even, you know, in the conversation everybody else is. And I'm not saying that's the wrong approach with him, but it makes him boring as heck to listen to. And now others on the shows that he's on, like Ryan Clark, are pointing it out on the air that, bro, you don't ever, you know, you never say a bad word about anything. You just, it's all pink and rainbows and lovey-dovey and unicorns with you. And it is. It's gone. Remember how we used to say it was a no-brainer that Vince Carter was going to be great when he got to and the analyst work and everything else? And maybe it's that. Maybe on a game, in terms of analyst work, that's being the color guy, whatever it is, maybe the inside guy, maybe that's better for him. But when he's on those studio shows, bro, you get nothing. And so that's what I would tell Josh. You go on there talking about everybody's good and you're not honest in some of these situations. You talk about a bad team, they're gonna run you right off of there because they're going to say you're too boring.
I that would be the only concern. It's like he's going to be too milquetoast, you know. And I would, you know. Like, I would say if you're Josh, like, focus more on the basketball piece as opposed to the opinions piece, because you're going to say this, and you're going to end up saying the same things about everybody.
How good everybody is, you know, everybody's got players. That stuff starts getting in there rather than the X's and O's and the insight that he does have. I mean, you can give us that, but don't start telling us everybody's good like Vince Carter does, or else it won't be long that you're on there.
Yeah, but I expect him to. I told him, he's at least an ESPN Plus guy, right? he's at least going to get a gig there. So
yeah. Well, he'll get the opportunity just because of what he's done. The fact that he'd been on a sideline as a head coach now for the last
16,
how many years?
14.
Did 7 in Memphis?
7 in Memphis. 7.
7.
In,
7 at GT he ended up doing.
Yeah.
So that went through 2 ADs, I think.
Yeah.
Whew. And a little bit of scandal.
Yeah.
That lasted a long time. They would have fired Doc Rivers.
It's crazy that at 45 he's been a head coach for 14 years. You know,
he's got the gray hair to show for it. That's the one thing that's changed on him, is he's that hair got a little bit grayer. I don't guess you saw him when you did the interview.
No, I couldn't.
But it's all through there now. It was just kind of starting when I was covering him.
I told him that he has a better chance of living to 120 now that he's gone from Georgia Tech. I mean, that's a hard job. So now he can, you know, take a breath, and
he'll end up Northern Arizona's head coach at some point down the line.
He'll probably get an AAC job. I mean, he could get an AAC.
Probably could.
I mean, he's had success in this league. So I don't see any reason why
he's going to replace Johnny Dawkins down at UCF. He did love it down
there. That's Big 12 now. But what about Rice?
Didn't you just do that with the – don't they have high academic standards too? Didn't you just do that?
Yeah,
I don't know their entrance requirements completely, but aren't they like Georgia Tech in that sense?
You replace Dusty May at FAU. How about that? That would make sense.
They just went and got a name, though. And on their football side, we talked about it in Harmony.
Well, Josh Patterson's a name. He is a name. Who could they get that's better than Josh, realistically? I mean, Josh has accused the ACC Coach of the Year. It's easy to sell, is all I'm saying, for that fan base, all 15 of them, when Dusty goes. Okay. All right. Raheem Palmer is going to join us when we come back. We'll talk to him about the NBA playoffs, Game 6, Celtics Heat, potential finals matchups, and more. Stick around. Jason and John, Arturn FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's sports station on the free Odyssey app. Download it now on your phone. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
Get ready to command the road in a new ride from Gossett Kia on the Pike. Go the road less traveled in 2023 Kia Seltos LX. $263 a month, $29.99 due at signing. 2023 Kia Sportage LX, $288 a month, $34.99 due at signing. And 2023 World Performance Performance Car 2023 Kia EV6 Wind. EPA estimated range 310 miles. $499 a month, $49.99 due at signing, all 36 month leases. Plus Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, or shop 24/7 at KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motors.
$650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles, 20 cents excess mileage. Seltos P745, 8378, MSRP 23,996. Sportage P7173696, MSRP 27077. EV6 P510573, MSRP 49,965. Includes all rebates and incentives. Must finance through Hyundai. Excludes tax on a license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 5/31/23. Dealer stock only. Warranties and limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
When you download the Kroger app, you have easy access to savings every day. Shop weekly sales and get personalized coupons to get the most value out of every trip, every time, whether you shop in-store or online. Download the Kroger app now to save big. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Save big on your favorites with the Buy 5 or More Save a Dollar Each sale. Simply buy 5 or more participating items and save a dollar each with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, Mary, is that a new phone?
Yeah, just upgraded at T-Mobile. Their new Go 5G Plus plan gives me the same great phone deals as new customers.
I am so jealous. AT&T's got me locked into a 3-year device contract, and my phone is locked to their network, too.
Ooh, that's a long time.
3 years! That's like the length of 2.5 relationships.
It's time to ditch AT&T. Bring your locked phone, and T-Mobile will pay it off, and they'll give you a new 5G phone for free.
Boom! You hear that, AT&T?
That won't work!
Introducing the Easy Unlock. Bring your AT&T locked phone, trade it in, and T-Mobile will pay it off up to $650 and give you one of the latest 5G smartphones free. Plus, next time, you're ready for an upgrade a whole year earlier. Free your phone now at T-Mobile.
Pay off via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified, plus tax and device connection charge. Contact us before canceling to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement is due. See T-Mobile.com.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Your taste buds will be best buds with Dr. Pepper Float ice cream from Bluebell. The rich taste of creamy vanilla ice cream swirled together with the one-of-a-kind flavor of delicious Dr. Pepper. Treat yourself to a pint or half gallon today.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell half gallon, $6.49 when buying two or $7.99 each at Kroger with shopping card through May 30th.
For nearly 18 years, we've been delivering brand new vehicles right there in the Memphis market. And now we're excited to announce that Red River has a Toyota store right here in Wynn, just a short hop across the river to get the best deal on a new Toyota than anywhere else in your state or our state. Or we can bring it right to Memphis and drop it off in your driveway. You can order yours online right now at RedRiverToyota.com and we'll bring it to you. So check us out at RedRiverToyota.com or come see us in Wynn.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. The Xfinity 10G network, that is. Sorry, Neil Armstrong. Xfinity 10G gives you fast internet that can power a house full of devices at once with ultra-low lag. The future starts now. Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
I have a personal stylist, and you can too. My Stitch Fix online stylist really gets me. I share my style, size, and budget, and they do the shopping. How I want, when I want. Updating my wardrobe with Stitch Fix is so easy. My stylist sends me the most amazing pieces, unique brands and styles I would have never tried on my own. I keep what I love and send back the rest. No subscription required, no commitment, just my style. Stitch Fix.
Turn your home into restricted airspace. Tell incoming flights you want them diverted. The new Raid Essentials Light Trap plugs into the wall and uses light to attract, then trap, flying insects like fruit flies and mosquitoes. Its 24/7 continuous attraction provides insecticide-free protection that's people and pet-friendly. Consider air service interrupted. New Raid Essentials Light Trap. Insecticide-free protection.
Dazzling decal on Daisy's Donuts window. Bold banner at Barry's Barbershop. Prominent poster at Penny's on Park Place.
This is your sign. Well, signs. To try Staples and see the difference. Get $15 off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more.
From Staples. And I couldn't miss it.
N617. Visit staplesconnect.com/printbig for details.
Guests appear on the Superbook Sports phone line. Superbook Sports, now open with better odds and favorable prices. With Jason and John, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
He is Rostradamus, Radio Raheem, the Dream Palmer. Catch him on the Ringer Hundreds podcast and in the RAS Discord on Twitter at I am Rostradamus. Joins us now. Raheem, what it do, man? Appreciate you coming back on.
Thanks for having me. It's always an honor. You know, we had a good time last time, so I'm happy you guys brought me back.
Yeah.
Pleasure, brother.
We're definitely going to try to do that as much as you are willing, for sure. Before we get into the NBA finals, potentially in this Heat-Celtics series, my partner, I'm going to steal this from him, and he knows that, but we were talking about some handicapping for John Morant's suspension. Rather than us put a number on it, what do you think is the fair price for a John Morant over-under game suspended?
This is tough. I'm going to be honest with you. This is real tough just because, you know, it's like there's no real precedent for this. I mean, you got to understand that John Moran didn't break any law. I mean, it's not against the law to have a gun. But, I mean, it is very irresponsible what he's doing. I mean, like, you can't just be waving around guns on social media. So I think there has to be a number where, I mean, he lied to the commissioner. So there's a you have to account for that. But then you also have to account for if it's too much, the players union might get involved. I'm going to say 30 games. I know there's a lot of people calling for a full season suspension or 50 games, but this is nothing like what, you know, Gilbert Arenas did. I mean, he didn't have guns in the locker room. I think I'm going to say 30 games.
Okay, so if it is 30 games, that feels hefty. Do you think it's something that the NBA says we're not going to announce this suspension until after the finals because they don't want to take away from the attention on the finals?
Oh, yeah, yeah, without a doubt. I think they're going to announce it after the finals. But then also I think, you know, there has to be an investigation going on. I think, like, they have to really think through this. They have to obviously get the players' union involved because, you know, you don't want pushback from the players' union. But at the same time, you know, John Morant, this is a number of issues. I mean, when you look back, I mean, to Foot Locker-ish incident, when you look back at the incident where he beat up the high school player and supposedly pulled out a gun on him. When you look back at the incident, you know, at Indiana where, you know, his entourage was pointing like lasers. So I think it's a composite of all of that. So I think they're going to, you know, sit down and think about it. And then after the finals, maybe after the draft, they'll probably announce the suspension.
Yeah, I think I agree with all your points on John, especially the one about you got to be careful here because he didn't break a law. And if you go 30, and I know, you know, some people, you'll say, well, the NBA credited Miles Bridges with 20 served, and so the suspension was 30 games. But you go 30 and you compare that to what Miles Bridges did, that's where you're going to have some pushback and some issues. Even just with 30, and I know some are calling for more, but I'm with you on everything. I think even 30 and with John is you're getting extreme because you get in a world where you start comparing this to, you're just penalizing him because it's, you know, and I'll just say it, black guy with a gun, and that's worse than or equal to what Miles Bridges did. That's why I think Silver's in such a spot here. He can't go overboard, right?
It's really tough. I mean, but at the same time, when you have a guy who, you know, he sat in the commissioner's
office. No question.
Office.
Yes.
And I think, you know, that has to account for something already. I mean, he got, what did he get, 8 games before?
Yep.
So it's just, I mean, Silver's in a really tough position.
He is.
And, you know, this is not David Stern. David Stern's NBA, I mean, he would have sat him down for 20 games before just because all of the other incidents. It's just too much at some point. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the NBA, it's not like the NFL. They don't have a personal conduct policy. So they're kind of just making this up on the fly.
Yeah, and I think that's why it's like, you know, beyond even the finals thing, you got to make sure you're kind of collaborating a little bit with the Players Association here too, because I'm sure they will have a lot of the same points. All right, on to this Heat-Celtics series. Have the Celtics changed the trajectory of this series? Has it been more about them doing what they really should have always been doing? Like, just your overarching view of the way this series has played out so far?
I mean, this is the shot variant series. If this series is a microcosm for what we're going to see in the NBA going forward, then the NBA is pretty much unbettable. You know, Haralabad posted something on his Twitter before games five. And, you know, he posted a chart of, for those of you who don't know, Haralabad Bogaris is, you know, he was probably one of the greatest NBA bettors of all time. He went on to work with the front office of the Dallas Mavericks. He posted a chart of points per shot versus expected points per shot. And Boston had the highest expected points per shot, but they had the lowest points per shot. meanwhile, Miami, they had the highest, they had the lowest expected points per shot and the highest points per shot. So you look at the Boston Celtics. I mean, the blueprint has been there for them all year long. When they hit 40% more of their threes, they're 38-2. When they're not hitting their threes, it's just, I mean, you saw what you got the first four games of this series. I mean, through the first three games of this series, they're shooting 29% from three. Meanwhile, you look at the Heat, through the first three games of this series, they had shooting splits of 51, 47, and 84. So it's just, I mean, the last two games you finally saw the Celtics start to hit their threes, And the one thing about this Celtics team, they're not the team that they weren't under Ime Udoka with their defense. When they're making their threes, everything's going well, but they're missing their threes, the process gets totally lost. Yep. They're not defending as well. So I think we've reached a point now where the Heat might be a guy or two short. Gabe Vincent got hurt. We all know Tyler Herro's still out. Kyle Lowry is a shell of his former self. As I always like to say, he's Larry Holmes' dad. It's flabby and sick. So it's just I think the Celtics are going to push it to seven.
Yeah, that's interesting. My partner here, I'm looking at him as you say that.
He knows that. Raheem knows that. He's going to come on here and he's gonna just disrespect me in front of my entire audience.
My man was telling us Miami money line before you came home.
It's down. It's down.
You know what? He's right. I mean, right in the aspect. When you look at the number, the pure number says take Miami. Because when you look at the number, what is it? They opened at Celtics -3. I think it might be down to 2.5 on some spots. Yep. I can understand why, from a numbers perspective, if you're sharp, you're likely going to be on Miami here. Just because, I mean, what was the game 3 number? The game 3 number was Heat -1.5. So it's just like you can't deviate from that too much unless, you know, Gabe Vincent is still out. And I expect him to play. So I can understand why, you know, the sharp play is Miami. But I look at it like this. If you're going to play the Celtics, play the Celtics on some alternate spreads because, you know, more often than not, I think they won 9 games this postseason by 8 or more points.
Yep.
So they're either going to blow you out or they're going to lose.
Agreed.
It's just all or nothing.
The points are completely irrelevant. Hmm. I mean, especially, yeah. I mean, you know, they're either – I agree with you totally. I have no need or I have no use for – Miami, even if it was +3.5, I have no use for the points in this situation. You know, I just it's money line for me, or I'm laying the points with Boston. Like, and I know that's simplifying it, but you know, it has played out that way. I don't know. Like, I just feel like there was a little bit of an element of, all right, we probably can't win this game. Kyle Lowry's like not good, and we're gonna preserve. Obviously they won't say that. I think yesterday was a little bit of self-preservation, knowing that it was about to be a parade in Boston, just in terms of that game 5. So that's what I'm going with. That you know, Spoelstra's been around long enough to know the cadence of these series, and that they still feel pretty good about getting it done at home. Although again, now you've sort of let Boston back in it, which creates its own dilemma.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to say just because I mean, Boston blitzed them so hard in that first quarter.
Yep, they did. They did.
It just was over. It was over. It was 15-5, and then I mean, it just was completely over. And I mean, Miami made a little push, and at one point, looking at it in the second quarter, I'm like, this is only an 11-point game. But it was just like it just felt like Miami was never really in that game. But I just think, I don't know. When I saw A-Rod and when I saw Jeter. At game 3, it was just like a bad omen for me. And I know that's not supposed to impact our handicapping, but, I mean, I just instantly went back to 2004 with the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees. And obviously I work for the Ringer, so half the staff, including Bill, are Boston homers. So it's just tough to ignore that sort of thing.
Handicap for me, if in terms of the two series that we could be looking at here, what does a Denver-Boston series look like compared to a Denver-Miami one?
I think Denver and Boston is a pretty even series. I don't like the matchup. I don't like the Denver matchup for Miami at all.
Right.
I'm going to be honest with you. I just think Miami just doesn't have enough. And Jokic is going to absolutely dominate Bam. I mean, you saw Bam last night. He's struggling with, you know, Robert Williams and Al Horford. So Jokic is going to just absolutely take this guy into the deep waters and drown him. So I think, you know, Denver would probably sweep Miami.
Agreed.
So yeah.
I was going to say, either way, though, and you're the king of this stat. Either way, though, Denver, I mean, should we just hand them the trophy now? Because if Boston wins on Saturday, tomorrow, then that's already a 7-game series. So either way, we know the stat there. And even if Miami wins tomorrow, it's not like you're fearing the Heat. So, like, I just feel like this is setting up beautifully for the Nuggets.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. It's definitely setting up beautiful. I mean, I'm big on the war of attrition when it comes to playoff series. And, you know, Boston will be, if they win this, they'd be coming off their second straight game seven.
Yeah.
And I think that's really tough to overcome, especially yeah. when you got to deal with the altitude. Now, I don't know if the game, I don't think the games are going to be every other night, which kind of helps a little bit.
Right.
But it's, just,
true.
It's still tough.
Yeah. Circus said, you know, that's just one book, but Circus said that if it was Celtics Nuggets, they would hang Celtics as a small favorite, and I hope they do because you know that I think the industry probably you know replicates that, and I will be on the Denver Nuggets happily. If you're giving me the Denver Nuggets as a dog when they've been the clear best team in the playoffs, like I mean maybe I'm square, bro. I'm taking it, like, and I'm not even hesitating.
Yeah, I wouldn't be mad at that at all. But, I mean, from a power rating perspective, the Celtics would definitely be favorite. But I agree with you. I would be all over the Nuggets. And, you know, one of the interesting things that I saw was that, you know, FanDuel actually had up props for the NBA Finals. I think they took it down now. But Jokic was minus 110 to be a triple to get a triple-double in the NBA Finals.
Just once?
So it's just like, what'd you say?
Just one time?
No, to average.
Oh, to average. Gotcha.
So it's just like that tells you like the greatness of Jokic.
Yeah, 110. Yeah, that is crazy. It is 100% nuts. We're talking to Raheem Palmer here from The Ringer. Catch him on the Hundreds Gambling Podcast on The Ringer. It's great stuff. Putting out good content every day during the NBA playoffs here. But you also do some NFL. What team it benefits the most by the addition of DeAndre Hopkins?
Ooh, I mean, honestly, there's so many teams who could use him. I mean, like I was just saying on Twitter, he's like one of the most matchup-proof, you know, wide receivers I've ever seen in the history of this league. I mean, it doesn't matter who he's with, he's producing. I think a lot of teams could use him. Obviously, the Kansas City Chiefs, the rich would only get richer. But, I mean, the Buffalo Bills could definitely use him. I mean, I would love to see him with the Ravens. And honestly, I would love to see him with the Cowboys because, you know, when I look at the Cowboys last year, when they let go of Amari Cooper, they really just didn't have another guy over there other than, you know, CeeDee Lamb and Michael Gallup. And Gallup was coming back from his injury. So even the Eagles could use him. I mean, just having a guy who can catch anything is huge. So I'm interested to see where he goes. But, I mean, big blunder on the Cardinals. They weren't able to trade him, and they took the cap hit.
Where are the Jets in the AFC East with Aaron Rodgers in your eyes? In that race.
I think the Jets are going to be pretty solid. I mean, I'm still worried about the offensive line. I can see them being a playoff team. I definitely can.
Okay.
But I'm still a little early on NFL. I'm still like kind of, you know, getting my feet wet in terms of my NFL research. I haven't played too much.
All right. Well, we'll definitely have to, because you sound very lukewarm. My partner has, and I get it. He's got the Jets in front of Buffalo this
slightly.
Year with Rodgers,
just slightly.
So
I'm be honest with you, if Miami if Tua's healthy, I think Miami's probably the best team in that division.
Sneaky
when Tua's healthy,
but that's just that's a hard bet to make,
exactly.
Man. You know, because the drop off is so abundant when he's not there, and you just
and
know
he's not there often.
There's going to be increased attentiveness to his condition, you know, because of last year. So I don't, but I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree, and in terms of the value play, there is no question about that. Hey, Raheem, man, this was great
love
stuff,
yourself,
as always.
Brother.
Thanks for coming on, dude.
Thanks for having me, and good luck with your best. I probably won't have anything on the side, so I'll probably be for you.
Okay, I appreciate that. By the way, are we on the under officially?
You know, that line dropped down so much, I'm kind of scared of it, but, you know, just for your viewers, I mean, you know, game six unders historically since 2005, it's just been a monster. I mean, 91 and 66, I think it's like 58% or so. You could almost, like, we played the under in game five.
Yep.
And, you know, if this goes to game seven, you could almost blindly play the under.
Well, because you pointed out, man, the possessions are dropping like a rock, the number of possessions in these games.
Yeah. I think the first three games, we're looking at 96 possessions. In game four, it was 92. I don't know what it was last night, but yeah, the possessions are dropping. You just tend to see that as the series goes on. Just games get slower and slower. So this total's already down to 210. I mean, it opened like 211, 212. So not getting the best of it, but you probably still got a positive.
I mean, yeah, like, and I hate that that's the right, but dude, you know this is going to be a rock fight because both teams are feeling pressure now.
Boston's, you know, Boston's feeling like, okay, we're back in it. We can do this. Miami's like, oh, God, are we going to make history the other way now? Like, we know what this is going to – it's going to be in the 90s. Like, I have no doubt about that.
Raheem,
like,
real quick, who you who's replacing the – Doc, who you want in the 76ers spot, ideally?
I probably would go with Nick Nurse. I think he's the analytically sound coach. I mean, obviously, he was in Houston with Daryl Morey. Yep. I mean, I want to see some new guys, but if you're going to go with somebody who has experience, you got to go with Nurse.
Yeah. Hey, great stuff, dude.
Thank you, brother.
Enjoy the weekend, man. Talk soon.
Great weekend.
No doubt. Y'all have a happy holiday.
Yes, sir. He is Raheem Palmer. Catch him on the Ringer on the Hundreds Gambling Podcast. Great guy. Super sharp. Always do appreciate him coming on the show. Yeah, I mean, I hate that. The one thing I hate the most about totals is if I have an under on a basketball game, especially a playoff game, like having to watch it, I cannot stand it.
Yeah.
It's the worst. It's the worst because you're like
rooting for misses.
You're rooting for defense and turnovers. Yeah, it's terrible, man. It's terrible. And then you always feel like everybody makes every shot when you have the under. So it's not fun, man. It's not a fun. Sometimes it's the right side, but it's never fun, ever, at any point.
He said game 600 is hitting 58%
since 2005.
Crazy that y'all look all that up.
Yeah. And I think some trends are more indicative than others.
Uh-huh.
But I think there's a lot there because, you know, game sixes, you're getting to the end of the series. Somebody's on the brink, you know, in a game six. So you're going to see that, you know, people aren't as inclined to take those first looks. So you're going to reverse the ball, you know, like it's going to be, everybody's going to be trying harder on defense. Yep,
makes sense.
So yeah, that's kind of why I lean that direction. Either way, should be a fun game. Should be a fun Saturday of NBA basketball. We'll come back, wrap this thing up on a Friday. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN, celebrates our freedom this Memorial Day weekend. Honoring America and the men and women who served our country. 92.9 FM, ESPN. While we celebrate sports, let us also take a moment to remember those who have served our nation, making the ultimate sacrifice.
All 650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles, 20 cents excess mileage. Seltos P745-8378, MSRP 23,996. Sportage P7173696, MSRP 27,077. EV6 P5105073, MSRP 49,965. Includes all rebates and incentives. Must finance through Hyundai. Excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 5/31/23. Dealer stock only. Warranties unlimited. Powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
Hey, Jeff Allen, you ready to command the road at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah?
Listen to this, Randy. I've got a world performance car. 2023 Kia EV6 Wind EPA estimate range 310 miles at $499 a month. $49.99 due at signing.
Whoa!
And a 2023 Kia Seltos LX SUV 34 MPG, $263 a month, $29.99 due at signing. Plus a 2023 Kia Sportage LX $288 a month, $34.99 due at signing. All 36 month lease.
And Kia's 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah.
2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
Sunday, May 28th, let's take our hats off to the heroes when the Gamblers take on your Showboat.
We can't wait to have you for the USFL.
Let's go.
Bring the whole family to Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium for a great day of pro football and get a free USFL hat while supplies last.
Touchdown.
Fantastic seats get you right next to the action for just $10.
And the Showboats chug right back into this game.
Buy your tickets today at theusfl.com.
It's getting to be summer in Memphis, and I can tell you there is no better place to help you embrace a Memphis summer than Oak Hall. The store is loaded with knit shirts from Peter Millar and Johnny O. I got out my all-day shorts from Faraday last Saturday. They're easily the best shorts I've ever owned. Have a summer wedding to go to? Get yourself a beautiful new sport coat. Or check out the shirts from Cricket for the 19th hole. The incredible people at Oak Hall have been helping Memphians enjoy summer since 1859. Stop in and let them help you enjoy your summer today.
Andy Wise here. Disaster restoration. Fire damage, water damage, storm damage. You think restoring property, right?
No, it's about restoring people. And no one does that better than Service Master by Cornerstone. Family-owned, Memphis-based Service Master by Cornerstone won Franchise of the Year for how it saves businesses and restores families. And now it's expanded services to Jackson, Tennessee, and DeSoto County. Make the wise choice for disaster cleanup that's in the people-building business. Service Master by Cornerstone, 901-RESPOND.
Hey, look, I get it. Buying and selling a home can be stressful, but you don't have to be afraid of the market. You should be concerned about hiring the wrong real estate agent. Seriously, the wrong choice in an agent could cost you thousands of dollars. Jeff Calkins here letting you know that you need to choose the right person the first time. Choose Josh Hysaw with Keller Williams Realty. Josh can sell your home or he'll buy it himself. And if you're not happy with the process, you can fire Josh at no extra cost. That means regardless of the ups and downs of real estate, Josh has your back, and that means more money in your pocket every single time. Memphis, it's time to get a real friend in real estate, and Josh Hysaw can be that person you trust. Google Josh Hysaw Real Estate, read all his five-star reviews, then call him at 901-461-8147 or visit joshhysaw.com and get moving.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh Hysaw. Go to joshhysaw.com.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300-horsepower engine or the available 375-horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
Meet Zach. His work-life balance is anything but balanced. But when he gets on the bike, he becomes Zen Zach. Zen Zach exists outside of time. His heartbeat sounds like a mellow drum circle.
It's cool, right?
The only notification he hears is the sound of the ocean. So if you want to reach him, talk to the ocean. Zenzac is so zen because he has 24/7 expert claim service with Geico, which is totally chill. Geico Motorcycle. Expert coverage for both your sides.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Guests appear on the Superbook Sports phone line. Superbook Sports, now open with better odds and favorable prices with Jason and John. Live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Topps Barbecue is the hardest part, isn't it, Jason? You just want it all the time.
I'll be waiting too long if you head on over.
Yeah. Great time to get some barbecue this weekend, obviously with the long weekend. Folks over at Topps working hard to deliver the best tasting barbecue in Memphis just for you. 70 years they've been going strong. They got the barbecue, which is delicious. Make those pulled pork sandwiches. Got the fire-braised chicken sandwich now on the menu, the smoked bologna. Whatever it is, something for everybody out of Tops Barbecue.
Yeah, and if you haven't tried that fire-braised, get on it. Be great for this weekend. It'll put you in the mood. Get off the grill. Let Tops do the work, as my co-host suggested. No reason to get yourself sweaty and hot, sweating over a grill, doing all the work. Let Tops do it. It's going to be better. Guarantee you that. Better than your old nasty, ripped, dried-up ribs you cook overcooked. Tops Barbecue's been doing it. They've got another location coming soon. I've been keeping my eye on it day to day on the build. It's coming. Going to have that one announced for now. 17 locations can take care of you here in the Memphis area, including breakfast that starts at 6:30 a.m., folks. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. That's Tops all day long, 70 years, and still smoking.
Just an update as we get out here on your Chicago Cubs. They are now down 2-0 to the Reds at the end.
I didn't need that at all, dude.
So there you go. Going to take her out to the ball game and have some Cracker Jack and enjoy your baseball.
I think I read somewhere that some former Cub or minor league or something's, they're wanted for murder.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so what? Well,
of the franchise?
No.
Y'all been down bad for a minute, huh?
Oh, well, again, we're rebuilding.
And y'all signed Dansby. That's the crazy thing. Y'all still sorry. Y'all go out, y'all spend the money, still sorry.
Well, Dansby Swanson and some MVP here.
Well, he was good with the Braves.
Not MVP level. Well, that's Austin Riley.
Yeah, but he was still
good. By
the
way, I hope is breaking the local product. I hope is breaking out of his slump.
Mm-hmm.
Austin Riley, a true MVP candidate.
He was MVP, right?
No.
Okay.
He had a case last year.
Yeah, I mean, they did win the World Series. So.
What? It's a regular season award.
I know, but.
It's just like your MVP.
It would have felt, you know, natural. You know, I remember him being, he hit some.
You just get out of here. It's real dangerous. You talking about baseball.
This is the time of year.
It's like Kwame told Shannon.
I'm a guest in this house?
You a guest in this house. And really, it's Brad's Cardinal house, because I don't belong
what
here.
What are the Cardinals doing?
They're coming out of it after a slow start. They're coming out of it. They had gotten really hot of late.
Well, here's the
doing what they're supposed to do and what I predicted they would do, which is win the Central. They're on the way back up now.
Yeah, every year it's the same thing. They just kind of suck throughout the regular season. They just hope they can turn it on at the end.
They were ready to fire their manager there for a minute.
At what point do we get over it? At what point do we say, okay, let's try something else? Let's try to be good for the whole regular season.
I mean, the really good thing for them, that division sucks.
Correct.
But yeah, the Brew Crew ain't got nothing. Cubs ain't got nothing. So. Yeah. Y'all are like the Saints in the NFC South.
Braves, man, loaded. Even as a non-Braves fan, fun to watch. That team.
Hey, that's going to do it for us today.
Have a safe trip, John.
We'll do. I'll keep everybody posted. Maybe I'll hop on from Serbia, keep you guys updated. Thanks to Raheem Palmer for joining us on the show. Thanks to Anthony Sane as well. Gina and Jeff, you're up next for Jason. I'm John. We're gone.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, celebrating a legacy of sports as the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the Odyssey app and on smart speakers. Say, play 92.9 ESPN.
You ready to get your ride on at Gossett Mitsubishi? Inventory is arriving daily, and we're ready to put you in a new ride today. Get 7 seats and 27 MPG combined in your new 2023 Mitsubishi Outlander. We Gossett at $33,285 or $46. $69 a month, and the winner takes all in 2023 Mitsubishi Outlander PHEV. 420 mile total range, 64 combined MPGe, and 38 minutes best charging time. We Gossett at $449 a month, and you'll always get peace of mind with Mitsubishi's 10-year 100,000 mile powertrain limited warranty. Outlander 469, Outlander PHEV 449. That's Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we Gossett and Gossett Motor Cars.
Outlander PZ 045645, MSRP 33785, PHEV PZ 043032, MSRP 48230, includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month. Dealer stock only.
If car designers can make cars look like anything, why are there so many boring cars? Why not a car that looks like an ancient sword? Or the future? The sky isn't even the limit at Nissan. Why be boring when you can make a katana blade slice through traffic? That's the Nissan Z. Or something from the future whizzing by. And that's the Aria. Nissan. We design for thrill.
2023 Aria has limited availability. See dealer for financing details.
Kickstarting your summer at the Home Depot is all about three things.
saving, doing, and mulching. Make the most of our summer savings at the Home Depot now by getting 5 bags of Vigoro Premium Wood Mulch for just $10. Use it to make your garden pop and retain optimal soil moisture. And if you don't know how much you need, make use of the Mulch Calculator on our app. Summer savings means summer doing and mulching with Vigoro Mulch at 5 for $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase Mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase Mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Hey, Brad. I thought you had a date tonight.
Hey, Mom. She just left. Using my phone for a Wi-Fi hotspot.